理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Esther. Today, our article is called Celebrate Earth Day. What will we celebrate today? Well, we're going to celebrate this world, the Earth.
That's right. It's not the Earth's birthday. Of course, we don't know when that is, but we are going to celebrate the Earth because we love the Earth. Join us on page 43 as we begin the reading on line one.
Celebrate Earth Day. Do you want clean air, clean water, and healthy land? You can help. Every year on April 22nd, Earth Day is celebrated all over the world. It is a time to work toward keeping our Earth clean. People plan projects to clean up the land, air, and water. U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson first thought of the idea for Earth Day in 1962.He was concerned when he saw polluted rivers and cities covered in smog. Senator Nelson needed to get support from Americans to clean up the earth. Finally, on April 22, 1970, 20 million Americans celebrated the first Earth Day. Now many countries around the world celebrate it, and so can you. How can you celebrate Earth Day? Here are a few ideas.Join a cleanup project. Clean up your street or a favorite beach. Save energy. Turn out the lights when you leave a room. Use less air conditioning and use public transportation. Use less water. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Practice the three R's. First, reduce how much you use. Then,reuse or recycle what you can. You can make a difference on Earth Day and every day.
Well, friends, again, our title is Celebrate Earth Day. And as I mentioned before, we're not talking about the Earth's birthday, but we do want to celebrate the Earth. Esther, what does it mean when we celebrate something?
Well, to celebrate just means to do something special or to have a fun time. So we often celebrate people's birthdays, national holidays, and other special days. And here, when we talk about celebrate Earth Day, we don't mean the earth as in the soil or what you see on the ground. We're talking about the planet Earth. We live on this planet, this world, and it's called Earth with a capital E.
Okay, well, the deck says, do you want clean air, clean water, and healthy land? And of course, the answer is yes. We all want these things. So the author is asking us, do we want to live in a world that's clean or not? And the answer is yes, at least it is for me, and I know for you, Esther.
That's right.
There are things we can do to help.
That's right. So our writer writes...You can help. So in this article, our author will tell us and give us tips on how we can help the world be a better place and how we can celebrate Earth Day.
Okay, every year on April 22nd, Earth Day is celebrated all over the world. So every year this happens. In other words, it's an annual event. Annual is not in our text today, but it's an important word, A-N-N-U-A-L.Annual. It happens every year. It's celebrated not just in the West, in the United States, and in Canada, but all over the world.
That's right. People in North America, in the United States, and Canada, in South America, in countries like Brazil and Peru, in Africa and in Europe, and also in Asia, Australia, every part of the world, people celebrate this special day, and it's today, April 22nd.
Okay, it's a time to work toward keeping our Earth clean. Many of us have seen parts of the earth, water, air, and the soil that's dirty, too dirty. Well, we want to clean up the earth because it's our home, right? So people plan projects to do that. They plan projects to clean up the land, the air, and the water.
That's right. People plan special events or projects to clean up the land, air, and water. So one of the things I like to do is if I see trash on the street, I like to pick up the trash and put it in a trash can. I don't do this just on Earth Day. I try to do it every day because I want to keep our world clean.
That's good, Esther. So every day is Earth Day for you. Well, how did this start? Let's go to line 6. It says U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson first thought of the idea for Earth Day in 1962. He was concerned when he saw polluted rivers and cities covered in smog. So a U.S. senator, which is an elected official in the U.S. government, he saw this problem back in the 1960s, and he said, I want to do something about this problem. I want to help not just my country, but the whole world to be cleaner.
That's right. He was concerned, or in other words, he was worried. He saw a problem, and he wanted to do something to solve this problem. And what was the problem? Well, the rivers were dirty, they were polluted, and cities were covered in smog.
If something's polluted, it means it's not suitable for use. The water in the rivers can't be drunk. You can't swim in it. The quality of the air is very low, and it makes people sick. The earth or the dirt, the soil is polluted. You can't grow good things in it. So these are the problems with pollution. And it was Nelson, Senator Nelson, who said, let's try to clean up the earth. Let's try to have a day every year where we celebrate the earth and where we love the earth.
Very good. Steve, you talked about the word polluted, P-O-L-L-U-T-E-D, and this is our first key word today. If something is polluted, it means there's something inside of it that makes it dangerous or dirty to live in or just to spend time there. And also, you talked about the word smog. This is our second key word, S-M-O-G. And what does smog mean?
Well, smog is pollution mixed with fog. So it's a mixture of two words combined together to form a new word, smog. It's smoke and fog mixed together. And so there's a lot of smog over big cities especially. You can see it if you're traveling in a plane and you see that haze, that dark haze hanging over a city. That's smog. It's pollution in the air.
Well, we continue to read in line 9 that Senator Nelson needed to get support from Americans to clean up the earth. So in other words, he needed people to help him. He couldn't do it by himself.
That's right, Esther. It's a big job. One man can't do it alone. So he needed support from many, many people to help clean up the earth. Well, finally, on April 22nd, 1970, 20 million Americans participated and celebrated in the first Earth Day. So actually, it took about 8 years to get all that support. The idea was there in 1962, but after 8 years, he finally got enough people to make it an event.
That's right, and it's not easy to have everyone celebrating this special day. So now, on April 22nd, people around the world celebrate Earth Day.
Right, they celebrate Earth Day in many different ways. It could be through outdoor performances, exhibits, street fairs, or even television shows. Well, friends, we have a special treat for you. It's called The Living Wall. Let's take a look at this, and then we'll take a short break.
What we have here is a living wall. Yes, there are walls that are living now. What they do is they actually construct a permeable layer where normally drywall would go that allows for better airflow that makes cleaner air quality for the indoor of your home. The reason that the plants are used is that they facilitate that process. The plants you see here are very young sedums. That's S-E-D-U-M-S. And they're perennial plants that are very, very active in all climates almost. They're the same plants that we use to construct our green roofs. And they're very low water maintenance. So you plant them, you water them for a few weeks, and they're good to go for years.
Hi, everyone, and happy Earth Day. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Ken. So, Vicky, we should be concerned about the environment today, right?
Well, we should be concerned about the environment every day. But today we want to make people aware of environmental pollution as we celebrate Earth Day.
So we need to be more environmentally friendly?
Yes, we need to be environmentally friendly, or we need to be friendly to the environment. However, this phrase is used more to refer to things and behaviors than people. If something is environmentally friendly, it doesn't harm the environment.
So what kinds of things are environmentally friendly?
Well, we could say perhaps a car that uses solar energy is more environmentally friendly than a car that runs on gasoline.
And what about behavior?
Well, recycling is one behavior that's more environmentally friendly than burying your garbage in the ground.
I see. Environmentally friendly, 环境友善，可以用在人身上，但是一般我们会用来形容某一种不会伤害到生态环境的产品或者作为，比如说一部使用太阳能的车就比使用汽油的汽车更 environmentally friendly。 比起将垃圾掩埋，回收资源也是一个 environmentally friendly 的作为，注意是副词 environmentally friendly。 Okay, how else can we help protect the environment?
Well, we can practice conservation.
Practice conversation, like an English conversation?
No, Ken. Conservation, C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N. The verb is to conserve, which means using something without wasting it. We can conserve energy by turning off lights when we're not using them.
Conservation, 不是 conversation. Conservation 就是节约，动词是 to conserve.C-O-N-S-E-R-V-E. We should conserve energy. 我们应该节约能源。
And now it's time for us to take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, we're on page 43 in your magazine. We're talking about Earth Day today, and we're celebrating the Earth.It took a U.S. senator about 8 years to get the support he needed to have the first Earth Day back in 1970, and since then, we've been having one every year.
Well, today, we'll be giving you some tips on how you can celebrate Earth Day. Our author gives us 4 specific tips, and here they are.
Okay, the first one is join a cleanup project. It says clean up your street or favorite beach.Maybe if there's not a cleanup project around, maybe you can start one yourself. Of course, there's a lot of litter, small pieces of garbage in a lot of areas, and it's fun to get a group, some friends together, and help clean up that area.
That's right. Maybe it's the street you live on. You can clean it up by picking up the litter, or we can say trash, or another word is junk, J-U-N-K.
Okay, so there's a lot of garbage in this world that we need to clean up and put in a proper place.Moving on in line 5, the next suggestion is save energy. This is a great way to celebrate Earth Day and every day. Save energy by turning out the lights when you leave a room. Use less air conditioning and use public transportation. These are ways where we can save energy.
Right, Steve, let's go back to the word energy. Here, the word energy does not mean strength. For example, sometimes you might say someone has a lot of energy. Yeah, I'm really excited. But here, the word energy means power. So we talk about solar energy or energy from the sun or wind energy or energy from the wind.
Well, friends, another suggestion I just thought of, and I read about this now in the newspapers,Another way to save energy is by turning off your computer when you're not using it. Often we leave it running or in the sleep mode, and that uses energy, but you can save quite a bit of energy if you turn your computer off.
That's a great tip, Steve. Well, let's jump back to line 5. Line 5, it says, turn out the lights when you leave a room. And notice here, instead of using close the lights, which we don't use in English, we say turn out, or in other words, turn off the lights. When you leave a room, turn off the lights. Make it your habit.
That's a good reminder, Esther. Thank you. Well, let's go to line 8 for our third suggestion. Use less water. That's simple. We have very limited resources of water in this world, so we need to be careful how much water we use. Maybe a suggestion is take a shorter shower or a shorter bath.
That's right. Or when you brush your teeth or wash the dishes, don't keep the water running. Turn it off when you don't need to use it. So that's our third tip. Use less water.
Great idea, Esther. Line 9 says reduce, recycle, and reuse, but not in that order. Practice the 3 R's. This is a great way to remember the 3 R's. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. What's the first one, Esther?
The first one is reduce, R-E-D-U-C-E. And reduce is also one of our key words. If you reduce something, you just use less of it. So if you reduce the amount of energy you use less energy. Or you might reduce the amount of water you use, or maybe even paper.
Okay, so reduce means to make smaller in size, amount, or even price. The next R is reuse, and reusing things is a great idea to celebrate Earth Day. I think of clothing, Esther, to reuse people's clothing. If you have some clothing that you're not wearing anymore, give it away to some people that might be able to use it. Don't just throw it away.
Right. We also can reuse paper. For example, if you print something on one side, then you can turn it around and print something on the next side. So you're reusing paper. Or maybe plastic bags. You go shopping and you can use a plastic bag again.
Great idea. Okay, the third R is recycle. Recycle. And when you recycle something, you're putting used materials through a process so that you can use them again. Of course, I think of plastic bottles or cans, things like that, that you can recycle and use over and over again.
That's right. And if you separate trash or if you need to take out trash, make sure that you recycle the things that can be used again. Plastic, paper, glass, many things can be recycled. So practice the 3 R's. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. And remember, all 3 of these words have the R-E prefix, which just means to use again.
The R-E prefix also makes it easier to remember those 3 words. Well, the author goes on to say you can make a difference on Earth Day by doing these things, but you can actually do it every day. You can make a difference every day by following these suggestions to help make our Earth cleaner.
And now we have a special feature for you, a video about wind energy, and then we'll review.
What we see above us is the use of wind energy on a home. Wind energy can be a very affordable way to reduce energy costs at your house. These are actually new generation windmills that are smaller and attached directly to your home, thus implementing direct cost rebates. A typical turbine like this can generate 750 watts all the way up to 1 kilowatt for your house, and they range in price anywhere between $1,500 to $4,500. They do require hooking up to your own personal power grid at your house, but it is becoming a less difficult process and less pricey. Wind is now comparable to coal in actual pricing. Coal is at 3 cents a kilowatt, and wind is now 3 to 4 cents a kilowatt, so we're actually seeing wind energy become cheaper than cheap coal.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. The earth will be better if you do. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
The future of our world depends on you.
Remember to reduce. Don't waste a lot of stuff.
Remember to reuse. Using once is not enough.
Remember to recycle. Save your paper and your cans.
Remember the 3 R's. Help the world understand. again. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The earth will be better if you do.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. The future of our world depends on you.
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 Happy Earth Day!
Polluted. The polluted air in the big city made me cough. Smog. The smog over the city is so heavy you can't see the sky. Reduce. Sarah is reducing the amount of water she uses by taking shorter showers. Recycle. Matt recycles used plastic bottles, cans, and paper.
Everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点，我们看 polluted 这个形容词。polluted 是指被污染的。例如 ，factories are one of the causes of the polluted water in our rivers. 工厂是造成我们河川中污水的原因之一。它的动词是 pollute，P-O-L-L-U-T-E， 意思是使污染或弄脏。例如 ，the exhaust from cars pollutes the air. 车子的废气污染空气。Pollute 也可以用在抽象的用法，例如 Violent computer games have polluted many young minds. 暴力的电脑游戏毒害了不少年轻人的心灵。接下来我们看的是 reduce 这个动词。RE 这个字首在这里有回来的意思，所以 reduce 是指减少或降低。例如 The bus reduced its speed as it approached the station. 巴士进站的时候减缓了速度。或者是 We try to reduce our expenses by eating at home more. 我们试着多在家里吃饭来降低开销。Reduce 也指减价。例如 These pants were reduced to $10 a pair. 这些裤子降价到一条才十块美金而已。最后我们看的是 recycle 这个动词。RE 这个字首在这里是指再一次，而 cycle 是指循环，所以 recycle 是指资源回收。例如These newspapers need to be recycled. 这些报纸必须拿去资源回收。或者是 These napkins were made of recycled paper. 这些餐巾纸是用再生纸做的。Recycle 的名词是字尾去掉 e， 再加上 ing 变成 recycling。例如 ，a recycling center 是指资源回收中心。And that's all for today's language tips. Keep up the good work and goodbye.
Okay, friends, let's celebrate Earth Day right now by reviewing our lesson with this question. What year was the first Earth Day celebrated? Do you remember? Was it A, 1962, B, 1970, or C, 1978? Esther, do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. And the answer is B. The first Earth Day was celebrated in 1970.
Okay, question number two. According to the article, which word does not belong to the 3R group? A, reduce, B, reclean, C, reuse, or D, recycle? This is a tough one. Esther?
And the answer is B, reclean.
Okay, good job. Well, friends, we hope that today is a good day where you can appreciate the Earth, celebrate Earth Day with your friends and family.
Now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Celebrate Earth Day by Jan Crosetto.
Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate Earth Day. Do you want clean air, clean water, and a healthy land?22nd, Earth Day is celebrated all over the world. A time to work toward keeping our earth clean. Projects to clean up the land, air, and water. Senator Gaylord Nelson's first thoughtsOf the idea for Earth Day. He was concerned with many salt polluted rivers and cities covered in smog. Senator Nelson needed to get support from Americans to clean up the earth. Finally, on April 22nd, 1970, 20 million Americans celebrated First Earth Day. Now many countries around the world celebrate it, so can you. Here are a few ideas. Join a cleanup project. Save energy. Use less water. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Polluted.
Adjective.
Smog. Reduce. Recycle. Polluted. Smog. Reduce. Recycle. Black Pearl, signing off from the classroom. Studio classroom, that is, worldwide.